Hello friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. Thanks for joining us today. We hope that you are having a good day. Today is day two of our technology article for April 2017, and we're going to be talking about hearing aids. But before we get into that, let me welcome back my friends, Carolyn and Linda. Hi guys.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, so yesterday we had some interesting gadgets that we talked about, right? So we talked about Google and their newest gadgets. Now today we're going to be kind of shifting topics a bit. What are we talking about today, Carolyn?
Well, today we're talking about hearing aids. Mm-hmm. And usually when you think high tech, the first thing that comes to mind probably is not hearing aids.
Right. Yeah. So what are hearing aids and what are they used for?
Well, they're used to help with hearing loss. Like if you've experience some hearing loss, they mm-hmm. help to amplify the sound so that you can hear better.
Right. And it says at the top of our page here, it says about a third of Americans between 65 and 74, and nearly half of those over 75 have some loss. So that's actually a lot of people, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, that's a fair number of people.
Yeah.
And I suspect that these numbers that percentage will increase as time goes on. Just because of the way, you know, the practices that people have today, mm-hmm. the way they listen to music, you know, and the volume that they listen to the music or the media at, that will contribute to hearing loss. Mm-hmm.
I think something else that's changing is the environment that we live in. Mm-hmm. More and more people are living in cities, and things are very loud and noisy, and we're used to kind of this cacophony, right? This loud
Good
sound
word.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that word. That does take a toll on your ears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what takes a toll on my ears?
Children.
My youngest daughter. I think she can sing opera one day. Seriously. If you're sitting right next to her when she's crying, watch out. Anyway, so the probability of us, you know, well, not us necessarily, but the probability of people in general having some sort of hearing loss in the future is pretty high, right? If we're talking about one-third of Americans between 65 and 74, and half of those over 75, right?
Mm. And more people will probably fall into this category because we're living longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this will probably really increase.
Yeah, so you may not have hearing loss now, but it might be something that you may need in the future. So we hope you pay attention. All right, so today we are on page 17, and this is day two. It's a separate article of our technology feature for this month, and we're talking about hearing aids and how they go high tech and are much smaller than you think. All right, well, let's get into our article. Please join us on page 17.
Hearing aids go high tech and are much smaller than you think. My friend Meg slips hers on only when she's going to a noisy party or restaurant. My neighbor Bob uses his pretty much all the time. Still, I didn't have a clue until they each shared a secret that only their audiologist and family knew for sure. Both wear hearing aids. The odds are strong you'll suffer some hearing loss if you live long enough. It could be from natural attrition, meds, or chronic diseases. Yet only 20% of those who could benefit seek help. Sticker shock is a deal breaker for many. Hardware can easily hit $5,000 to $6,800 for a package including doctor consultations and two high-end aids with extended warranties and insurance.
So the title of our article today is Hearing Aids Go High-Tech and Are Much Smaller Than You Think. Why do they have that in parentheses, do you think, Carolyn?
Well, I think they want to make a point of disproving a misconception people have about hearing aids. Mm-hmm. That hearing aids are bulky, they're obvious, they're
ugly.
Ugly, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, that's true. When you think of hearing aids, you think of those things that are kind of clipped onto the ear and they're really obvious.
Yeah.
But as tech gets more advanced, these things get smaller and smaller. And the author here, he illustrates that by telling us about two of his friends, right? Who do we find out about?
Well, he talks about his friend Meg and his neighbor Bob, and he had no idea that they used hearing aids.
Right. It says he didn't have a clue, and that's a good idiom. When we don't have a clue about something, it just means, like Linda said, we didn't have any idea. We weren't able to guess that. And until they each shared a secret that only their audiologist and family knew for sure. Now, when we see this suffix here, ologist, it's usually someone who studies something. Right?
Right. Yeah. So the suffix will be, it means the study of something,
right,
whatever the prefix is. Mm-hmm. And here it's audio.
Mm-hmm.
And audio, we know, is listening.
Right. Sound.
Sound. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here we have an audiologist. Mm-hmm. So that's someone who studies listening, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hearing loss disorders specifically. So this person is a healthcare professional.
Right. And so the little secret is what, Linda?
That they both wear hearing aids.
Hmm. So usually in the past, it would be pretty obvious. You wouldn't need to guess or you wouldn't be surprised. But they were very, he was very surprised when he found out that these two people wore hearing aids, right?
Mm-hmm.
This next paragraph is really interesting, and it kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier. It says, the odds are strong you'll suffer some hearing loss if you live long enough. What does that mean? What is it saying that the odds are strong?
Well, the odds refer to probability,
mm-hmm,
right? So there's a high probability or strong probability that you'll suffer from hearing loss as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
And, we'll see the reasons. One reason is just age, you know?
Right. Natural attrition.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's just a gradual decline of your hearing, or just a general decline, a weakening.
Mm-hmm. Right. And or meds, and then chronic disease.
Right. So meds here, meaning medication,
mm-hmm,
right? Some prescription medication side effects include hearing loss,
mm-hmm,
and that's really unfortunate. And then chronic diseases can also damage your hearing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But only 20% of those who could benefit seek help.
That's a really small number.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right. So there are a lot of people, and it says here again, the odds are strong, and we talked a little bit about that earlier. Just the chances of you at some point having some sort of hearing loss are pretty high, but not everybody's getting the help they need.
Right.
So why is that, though?
One reason is cost, mm-hmm, of hearing aids.
We have an interesting phrase here, sticker shock.
Right, and that's the surprise that you feel when you see the price of something.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more than you expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's because the price is usually on a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's in front of the product or on the product itself, there's a sticker that tells you the price, and you are shocked by what is on that sticker.
When you see the numbers on that sticker, you're like, whoa!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the sticker shock, and it's a deal breaker. So that it's just going to be like, maybe not.
Yeah, not so much. It breaks the deal.
Yeah.
You're not interested anymore.
Yeah, so what is this price that we're discussing here? Why the sticker shock?
Well, the hardware here is the hearing aid,
mm-hmm,
and it can easily hit $5,000.
Mm.
And this is U.S. currency.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the low end.
$5,000. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. And then it could even reach $6,800.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. And it does include a lot. It includes your doctor consultations and two high-end aids with extended warranties and insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But that's out of range for a lot of people.
Right.
Sure.
Like, that's just too expensive for
me.
For me,
I'd be just, I can hear.
Yeah, as long as I can, you know,
I'm not generally making out
what you're saying,
yeah,
you know, I think
I'll
be okay.
Lips.
Yeah, that is one thing I'm sure prevents a lot of people from getting a hearing aid, because you also have to, you know, make time to go to the doctor, they have, mm-hmm, to do a fitting, mm-hmm, and, you know, make sure it's working right. And you'll just have to worry about the warranties and insurance.
Right.
So, yeah, that's something that my father, I think he could really use a good hearing aid, because, mm-hmm, his hearing is not that good. Like, we always have to repeat ourselves, and, like, he always misinterprets. Anyway,
mm-hmm,
but he doesn't want to get one because it costs so much.
Yeah. My father-in-law, too. He talks really loud because he can't hear,
right.
You know, and it's not a problem most of the time, but when the baby is sleeping or when the children are sleeping and he's just like, hi, you know, and it's just like, shh.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, sticker shock and hearing aids. I think more people would get the help they would need if it was more affordable.
Right.
But that's not the only reason, right? That's not the only reason people don't get the hearing aids, right? All right, so let's find out what some other reasons are. Let's finish our reading for today.
Pride also can stop potential buyers, especially if they're not up to speed on new models. Aids used to be clunky with a separate box you carried in your shirt pocket, or pieces that clamped to the back ends of your glasses, or early behind-the-ear models, said audiologist Keith Albright. Not so now. High-end aids are super discreet, ultra-tiny marvels loaded with tricks. There are even totally invisible models that are implanted in your ears by the doctor, then get switched out every few months, said Albright. But behind-the-ear models are the most popular. Invisible beneath her shoulder-length hair, Meg's are color-matched to her skin and hair tones. The braided connecting wire is hardly there, and the slim earbuds vanish into her ears, enabling natural sounds to mingle with amplified ones. Her set was custom-tuned to compress and amplify high-frequency sounds, the first to go for most people. Also cool, she controls the volume via an app on her smartphone. Bob's full-spectrum elevating Oticon open hearing aids also double as wireless Bluetooth earphones, linking to his iPhone via an Apple setting that Albright says is better refined than what we currently find on Android phones.
So we talked about sticker shock earlier being a deal breaker for many. What is the second reason why people might not get the hearing aids that they need?
Pride.
So we talked about price, now we're talking about pride. And why is that? What does this have to do with anything?
Well, people, if they're not up to speed on the new models, which are very discreet, right? If you're up to speed on something, that means that you're up to date on the newest and latest advances in a certain area. If you aren't up to speed and you still think that hearing aids are clunky and they have a separate box that goes in your pocket or it's really obvious, then you don't want people to know that you have hearing loss.
Right.
And maybe you think that a hearing aid makes you look too weak.
Yeah.
Right. There is stigma regarding, you know, wearing a hearing aid. Like, if you have to wear one, then that means, you have weakness or you're deficient, you know?
Yeah, which makes no sense to me because people wear glasses all the time.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, Linda, you're wearing glasses. You're weak.
Some people do feel that way.
But now they're so fashionable.
Right. And so commonplace, you know. People wear them all the time. But hearing aids, much less so.
And so it kind of, there's a new trend now, right? So the hearing aids are becoming smaller and smaller and not quite as obvious, right? So that's what this next paragraph says. It says, not so now. High-end aids are super discreet. What does it mean when something's discreet?
It's difficult to notice. You don't really notice
it. It's not very obvious.
Right.
Yeah. And when you add super, it just means very, right? So it's very, very discreet. And they are ultra-tiny marvels loaded with tricks.
Yeah, so if something's loaded with something, that means that there's a lot of it. It's got a lot of tricks. And I think trick here just means function, right? There are a lot of things that this hearing aid can do, a lot of ways that it can be tweaked. picked and programmed mm-hmm. just for you as an mm-hmm. individual. Mm-hmm. And there are fun ways that you can control your hearing aid.
Right, yeah. And there are even totally invisible models that are implanted in your ears by the doctor.
Wow, that sounds really high-tech.
Mm-hmm. And a little troublesome because you have to keep going to your doctor all the time.
Right.
But this is really neat. Like, if you really don't want to see or have other people see the hearing mm-hmm. aid or have to worry about taking it on and off, mm-hmm. then you can have it put inside your ear.
Mm. Interesting. But those aren't the most popular, though.
No.
What are the most popular?
Behind the ear models. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we see here in the picture mm-hmm. on page 17. There's a picture of the Oticon open hearing aids, and mm-hmm. those do loop around the ears.
Yeah. You know, when I first saw that picture, I thought they were just headphones.
They do mm-hmm. look like headphones, right?
Yeah. I just thought they were like headphones that, you know, people would buy, like a Bluetooth mm-hmm. headphone. And then I realized, oh, no, those are actually hearing aids.
Yeah, right. So they're much more stylish than they used to be.
Yep, yep. And for Meg, you can't even see hers, right? Because she's got her shoulder-length hair, and they kind of cover her ears. But that's not the only reason you can't see them.
Yeah, the hearing aids are color-matched so that they're the same or similar color as her skin mm-hmm. and her hair.
Mm-hmm. So that they kind of blend in, mm-hmm. right? And the braided connecting wires are hardly there, so you can barely see them. And the slim earbuds vanish into her ears, enabling natural sounds to mingle with amplified ones. So, you know, what she can hear, those sounds that she doesn't need a hearing aid for, she can still hear. And then she can also hear the amplified, which are the sounds that are made a little louder that help her to hear better when people are talking.
Right. So it sounds like, yeah, it's very, like, it's not noticeable at all. You wouldn't be able to tell right. that she's wearing a hearing aid.
Yeah, and that's not all. Right. And that's not all. Her set was custom tuned, right?
Yeah, so not just custom made, right, which is when you have something made especially for you. It's tuned because we're dealing with sound mm-hmm. and frequencies. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about instruments being tuned. And so oftentimes when it's sound, if it involves sound, we use tuned mm-hmm. instead of made or another verb.
Right. So they are tuned specifically to her needs. And what are her needs?
Well, it's been custom tuned to compress and amplify high frequency sounds. And those sounds are the first to go for most people.
Right. So when we think about high frequency, we think about those really pitchy, you know, baby crying mm-hmm. or, you know, those high sounds that are usually the first to go for people.
Right. And when we say the first to go, it means those are the first sounds that you lose, mm-hmm. right, that you can no longer hear.
Right. Yeah. Now, the coolest thing is that she can control the volume how?
Via her smartphone.
Right.
She has an app for it.
Yeah.
There's an app for everything, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
So you're no longer adjusting the earphone itself, right? It's, again, helping with the whole discreteness. Mm-hmm. Because if you're, you know, fidgeting with your earphones, then someone's going to be able to tell that, you know, you've got something on your ear, mm-hmm. right? But if you're mm-hmm. just doing something on your phone, everybody does something on their phone.
Right.
And
yeah.
it just helps with the whole
being discreet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Now, Bob's headphones are a little bit different. Well, tell me about Bob's headphones.
Well, Bob's hearing aid.
Hearing aid, not headphones.
Yeah.
See, they do look like headphones, right?
Well, his actually double as wireless Bluetooth earphones.
Well, see,
so they work
that's why
as
I
headphones.
Kept saying headphones. All right, so, sorry, Bob's hearing aids. Please tell me about Bob's hearing aids.
Well, as we just mentioned, they do double as wireless Bluetooth earphones. So he can use his iPhone and link that together with his hearing aids mm-hmm. and use them to listen to music
mm-hmm.
and
or anything
and anything yeah anything yeah. that he wants to connect to his phone, I guess. And we see here that the Apple version of controls for this is a little bit better than what's found on Android phones.
Mm-hmm. So the idea here when we say that something doubles as, it means it has one function, but it can also add on. It has a second function, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So our smartphones are phones, but they also double as computers. Right?
Mm.
So we can go on the internet, we can send emails, we can send text phones. You can do the things that you would do on a phone, but you can also do the things that you would do on a computer.
Right.
Okay.
Correct. And I watched a video of the Otakon Open, and it's really, really neat
mm-hmm.
the way it works and how people respond to it, because it works much faster than other hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you get the sounds so quickly, and you don't have a lot of delay, because,
uh-huh.
you know, sometimes, like, the hearing aids, they'll make a really high-pitched whining noise,
right.
and or there's a little bit... Yeah, it's not
yeah.
quite clear, but the Otakon Open, it sounds like they've done some really incredible things with hearing aid
uh-huh.
technology.
Mm, that's pretty cool. And so we see a picture at the top of page 17 there. So you see the size there, relative size there compared to a hand. So it's not that big, right? And so it's something that can, you know, plug right into your ear, and you could have it behind your ear, and it's just very discreet.
Right.
You might
or
not
it could just look
it.
Like a headset, you know,
yeah.
Like a Bluetooth, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And you aren't walking around talking to yourself like you would with a Bluetooth headset, so it's less obvious.
Well, you could.
you could, but then maybe you don't have a hearing problem.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's funny, because I've always seen people doing that, and I'm like, wait, are you talking to me? No, you're just, yeah. So, okay. Well, this is really interesting. I feel like that's what our world is about these days. You know, it's just constantly making things better and smaller and more convenient mm-hmm. and just looking for what people are looking for. You know, and I think it's interesting that, as I was saying, that there's this kind of stigma, as Linda was saying, about
mm-hmm.
headphone or hearing. Why do I keep saying headphones? They're hearing aids, right?
Yeah.
So there's a stigma about hearing aids. And people using them. I don't understand that.
Well, hopefully, now that hearing aids look like headphones,
yeah.
that stigma will disappear.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
people will be able to get the help that they need at an affordable price. Hopefully,
mm-hmm.
it won't cost them $6,000 to get a pair of hearing aids. But there's another little sidebar at the top that
That's
I think is really interesting.
Yeah, if you wonder if you have hearing loss and you're questioning about it, what can they do?
Well, they can download a smartphone app.
Mm-hmm.
So there are smartphone apps that test your hearing, and when you use it, the first measures vowel and consonant recognition, the second tests frequency acuity. So there are a couple different versions, one from Siemens and one called the Mimi hearing test. And so they'll test different things and see whether or not you need hearing aids without going to the doctor right away.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
The free at-home test.
That's right. You know, some of you know my oldest daughter was born with some challenges, and so there was a time where we wondered if she might have some hearing problems, but, you know, thankfully she doesn't. She hears perfectly fine, and we talk to her, and she responds, and so that's definitely, you know, a blessing. So I would really recommend, if you do need help in terms of hearing, to get the help you need. You know, don't be ashamed. There's no shame in that.
Right.
You know, because God has given us these five senses for a reason. And any kind of loss of any one of these senses is too bad. So if you do need help in terms of hearing or vision or whatever, just get that help you need. Don't be ashamed. There's no, you know, there's no shame attached to that,
right?
And especially now that these things are becoming smaller and smaller and more discreet,
mm-hmm.
people might not even notice, right, that you have these things.
Right. And also more convenient. Like, I wish some of these things were around for my grandfather to use, because he actually did have one of those expensive hearing aids, but he would never wear it, or he would lose it, you know,
right.
or yeah, something would happen to it. So even though he had it, like, it can't help you, like, if you don't wear it.
Yeah.
So he'd still have problems. Like, you'd have to, like, yell at him, you know, for him to understand what you're saying. So, so these developments are very, very helpful.
Right. Yeah. So I'm glad that people are doing something about this and that they're, making improvements. I hope the sound quality is also improving because, I know with hearing aids, a lot of times the quality isn't very good. You don't hear very clearly. The sounds that are produced are not very clear. But I'm sure that is improving as well. So, yeah. All right. Well, we hope that you found this article interesting and that you learned about some of these new developments in this area of hearing aids. If you have any information you want to share with us, you can always email us. Remember to check out the QR code at the top of the page and you can get some new information or some fun features to help you review what you learned today. Thanks for joining us, friends. We hope that you'll join us again tomorrow. We have one more day of our technology article for this month. So join us and we'll see you then. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.